We're good.
Hey guys.
Howdy. So we're gonna talk about Retro Toy Con.
Yeah.
Best show ever.
Ever.
Best
show ever.
So why did I start Retro Toy Con?
Why did you start Retro Toy Con?
Okay. So there was a time where I was doing 20 to 30 shows a year as a vendor, because that's how I made a living. Because I used to run an online business, and when the economy took a nosedive and the customers weren't coming to me, I had to go to where they were. So I started doing shows. And then one show led to another show, and hey, that's a good show, try that show. And then next thing you know, 30 shows a year, and I'm not home very much. And then that's what led me to do the brick and mortar and blah, blah, blah. But then I realized when you go to a toy show or a Comic-Con, if you're a toy collector, you're looking for toys. And then you look around and there's not a whole lot of toys at these shows. And if there are, they tend to be what? Funko Pops.
Yeah.
And that's not what I'm looking for. Now, some people may be looking for that, but I think I'm not the only guy who likes what I like, because I like what I see.
You're right.
You're wrong for that. So I said, I'm going to start a toy show. And I know who all the good toy vendors are because I've been doing shows for so long. I think I could convince them to give me a shot. Because it's hard to get vendors for a first-year show. It's hard to get attendees on a first-year show.
Yeah.
Because a first-year show tends to not be so well, you know, because nobody knows about it. So I set out to do all the things that I looked for in a show that I liked other people, that other people did that I liked,
right,
from a promoter standpoint. And then I saw things that I think promoters didn't do well or cheaped out on. Like when I do a show, I feel special, or I feel a little bit more special when I have a lanyard.
Yeah.
And I have a badge, not a wristband. That's just my personal preference. It feels classier to me. And I like a smaller show, but it's quality over quantity.
Right.
Because I could fill a big hall. Believe me, I got a 30, 40 vendor waiting list.
Right.
But it's not. Then,
well, you're if you have 150 vendors, they're all competing even harder against each other, right, and they're not having
they're
fun.
Not making
well. I really like hotel shows, so yeah. We have the biggest space the hotel has. It's the biggest in Greenville, so there is nowhere to go that is larger, unless I go convention center, which I refuse to do, even though they're courting me.
Yeah.
I like the fact that everything is self-contained, and the ability to do the after hours activities, the dinners, the breakfast, the things with the guests that a traditional show doesn't do. It was adding these unique elements, these unique experiences you could do with the guests. I think this is going to be our 6th year. The dates are November 17th to the 19th. Mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday is the regular show. Friday is a preview night. We get asked a lot, what is a preview night? The preview night, is it like, does that mean we just get to look around, but we can't buy? And I was like, no. It's just, you get first crack at the dealer floor. You can buy as well. And then we do VIPs, which get in early, and they also get into the preview night. And then we do a VIP meet and greet, which means the celebrity guests will be at the VIP meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And it's just you and the celebrities, and it's a finite number. I mean, it's capped because of the size of the room. So you get that personalized one-on-one. Like last year, we had all the original Ninja Turtles, and that was a separate event. So we do Friday event, and that was the pizza party.
Yep. Pizza party.
Now this year, we're doing it with the X-Men cast from the original X-Men, which a lot of them are voicing the roles for the new show that's hitting Disney
Plus. 97. Yeah.
So it's X-Men 97, which some of the figures you know about that you're gonna have to buy because you have to buy Marvel Legends.
Yeah, I have to buy more. I want to know Turtles have pizza.
Yeah, what do X-Men eat?
They're going to eat pizza.
Okay.
Because they love pizza.
Pizza is good.
I guess Wolverine can slice.
Yeah. But now, so that's the Friday night element. All right, that would be great. He cuts the bub.
Give him three pizza cutters.
And then Saturday is the meet and greet. So all VIPs get the Saturday element, Friday preview night, early entrance Saturday, Sunday. But so when the show floor ends on Saturday, the lobby swap begins. So then what is a lobby swap?
Fun.
Yeah. It's the hotel gives us access to the entire lobby for anybody to participate. It doesn't cost you anything. So if you have a tote full of toys, bring it to the lobby swap. Find a table, find a spot, find a chair, fan your toys out, and it goes on for hours. A
couple hours, yeah.
And then when that ends, there's a sign-up board for the room trading. And the room trading doesn't end. It could go on until 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
So it then
normally does.
It's an open atrium hotel. It's a glass elevator. You're going up, and you're like, oh, wow, look at all the doors open on floor 2. Let's stop here. And then just bounce room to room to room, and that room might be G.I. Joe, and that room's going to be Transformers, and there's wrestling in this room, and then you go to the third floor and you go to the seventh floor, and because we sell out the entire hotel, so that's another thing. If you haven't booked your room, you better do it.
Book it,
discounted rate online,
right? You get free breakfast and you get happy hour, so who could complain? And every room's a suite, so if you want to do room trading, you set up the front portion of your room so you're not got toys laid out on your bed like at some other shows. It's in the front of your room, not your bedroom. And then
It's
crazy things found. Double telescoping.
Oh, yeah.
Vader's, Luke's, Last Wave from Rambo, remember?
Yep.
There's a buddy of mine who owns a shop in California, Toy Fusion. He flew in from California to check the show out, and he's the one who scored those dollar Rambo figures, Dr. Hyde, and the really rare stuff. It's just crazy stuff.
A room full of G1 and G2 Transformers still in package.
Yeah, that was nuts.
As many as you could. I mean, wall to wall is amazing.
Yeah. So you never know what you're going to see, and it's a true toy show. It's not a Funko Pop show, just saying. So
we enjoy because we don't even know what we're going to see.
Exactly.
I think it's special, but obviously I'm biased, but I think that we have quality vendors bringing their best stuff. It's packed. You can't move. And it doesn't end. Because when the show floor ends, then the lobby swap begins, and then the room trading, and then there's parking lot deals, and it's insanity.
We get people coming in the week after. Who are you going to have a next year's show? And it's like, oh, come on, man.
Give me a break.
It was all right.
But the big theme this year is last year was the Turtles. This year is the X-Men cast.
Yeah.
And we have the husband and wife creative team who created the show. They're going to do a killer panel, and we're still not done with the announcement, so stay tuned.
Andy.
Travis.
Any stories from past retro?
Past retro? Yeah. So, I mean, you guys know the story, but it's a good one. So, Turtles.
Yeah.
I think we were in between lobby swap and heading into room trading. And I happened to hop on the elevator to go up to my room to change my shirt or something. And I get on there and, you know, next thing I know, his name's escaping my mind, but the voice of Michelangelo.
Townsend,
thank you. Floor stops, he gets on, and I'm like, what's up, dude? And he just plays into it. And the whole way up to my room, it's just banter back and forth between him and I and Michelangelo voices.
That's great. And he's such a nice guy.
And then there was someone behind me, and they were like, when he got off, they were like, was that Michelangelo? I'm like, yeah, he's here all weekend.
Tip your waiter.
But I mean, so many like just cool things retro. The feel in general is just like, not to sound hokey, but the whole thing is like positive energy amongst like everyone. Like you don't see anyone in a bad mood. You don't see anyone like angry, or everyone's just happy to be there. Everyone's happy to see things, touch things, look at things, meet people. It's not being biased, but it's best con I've ever been to. I mean, toy wise for toy collectors, there's nothing better. I mean, you can go to other cons and it's Funko Pops, it's mystery boxes. Oh, look, they've got homemade wizard soap. Like it's there's nothing like it.
We don't have the space to afford.
Right. It's got to be the best stuff.
Right. Because I'm advertising a product.
Wait, so you can't get wizard soap at the show?
We had a guy who had, he advertised it was going to be vintage toys. And then he showed up and it was all bootleg Lego.
Yeah.
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 And I was like, where's the toys? Oh, it's in another box or this, and this is the box. And this,
yeah,
it's all fake Lego, dude. You're not coming back.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want bootleg Lego. You're not telling anybody. And those are dime a dozen at every Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just the sheer quantity of toys that are in that room.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts. We have buyers from California flying just to buy.
Yeah.
The amount of stuff.
We had a regular, semi-regular customer comes to the shop. And I don't know how many times. Let's just say like 6 or 7 times he came in. Have you guys gotten the Kenner Knight Rider car? And each time, it's like, we're still waiting on the same door.
It's, the driver's door is always broken.
The driver door. And at the show, he walked by, and he's got this huge grin on his face. And he's like, I had to tell you, look what I found. And I just realized, like, that just, like, made his month there. Just, you know, and you can find all kinds of things like that there. And it's so cool. It's like you said, you see, if you take the time, which I take a little bit of time, so I'm sitting down anyway. And just look at what people's expressions.
Right. The interaction.
It's
right?
Yeah. It's like, it's both a little bit overload and just pure excitement. Yeah. And everyone's having fun.
Yeah.
You know, vendors, hotel staff, everybody.
I've had a lot of people tell me that it's. And the Turtles even said this. It was like a mom and pop feel.
Yeah.
But we did numbers like we were at a big con.
Yeah.
Because it's like a qualified buyer. It's not, I guess, looky-loos or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to touch everything in your booth.
And tire kickers.
I mean, they were there for the stuff. And if you brought the stuff, like if you didn't do well as a vendor, it was just because you didn't bring stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, like, I remember trying to help control their lines.
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, at one point it was from the tables down the aisle out the door to the lobby. Like, just people waiting in line to.
And they, and another
guys.
Bonus to the venue is the fact that everything is so easy and so close.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like I got to walk 500 yards.
Right.
But then again, the negative is it limits the amount of. Because we have quality vendors that want to get in that cannot get in because there's just no more room. But it is what it is. And I like the way it is.
Keeps it special.
I like, you know, it's like, let's just say it's the best restaurant in town. And it's like, well, and there's, you got to call 6 months ahead to get in. Well, why don't you just make the restaurant bigger? But then it would lose its.
Right.
Special. What made it special?
I can't wait to go to the giant cafeteria place.
It's why don't you just put 500 tables in here and then we could all eat? Well, it's not the same. The chef could only prepare so much for a certain waiter. This is the way it has to be.
It hampers the product.
Yeah. And the thing is, and it's not like I need the show to make a living. The store is what makes the living.
Yeah.
The show has to just be this way because that's the right. It's what makes it right.
Yeah. The answer isn't always making it a bigger show because I've been to big shows and had a lot of fun, and I've been to big shows and I want to go after an hour.
Yeah.
Cause it just, well, it doesn't feel the same,
but then it's relative to, do they have what you want? And a lot of these shows, you could have 500 vendors.
Yeah.
And 3 of them matter to me for what I'm looking for. But now if you're into anime or in Funko or this or that then you're loving that show. So, you know, we're a niche, like a really small niche market, but it's good. It's a good niche. It's, you know, like I have some Funko. I'm not a Funko store. I mean, we're more action figure store.
Yeah.
But, it's, you got to experience it.
Yeah.
And then you'll realize it'll become your favorite show.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's, to me, where it differs too is, yeah, every convention's a weekend, 3 days. But like retro, if you're there, it's a whole weekend Where another show, you may just, you know, pay to get in on a Saturday, walk around for a couple hours, and be, I'm done.
And then you're home.
Then you're home.
Yeah, if you stay, like, we even encourage all the people who are local to get a room, and those who have listened,
yeah,
continue to get a room.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not like we make a cut off the room.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a discounted rate. Yeah. So you book the room, you don't book the room, it doesn't change anything.
Right.
For me. But
then you miss out on those other elements.
The extras.
Yeah. You're losing out on the full experience to where friendships are made. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly think like the lobby swap is going to be nuts this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I think just because of the success of the channels had, the amount of people who were coming.
Right. Attendance in general. Right.
I mean, David went to visit his brother, and, you know, we know David from the show, and David and Connor, and
yep,
likes Transformers and Godzilla fanatic. And he went to visit his brother in Kansas. And then they stopped by a store and he had a Retro Toy Con shirt on. And they're like, they knew him from the videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tried to get in as vendors. So they must have had to talk to me. And I said, there's no space.
Yeah.
And wanted to take pictures with him. They said, oh, we're rooting for you. We're fans of the show. Yeah. In Kansas.
Yeah. I will say, like, I do not wear Toy Federation or Retro Toy Con in public anymore. It's at that point, right? You just kind of get flagged down. Well, you might be shopping for groceries.
We were recording something up here late at night, and I went and grabbed pizzas, and the guy behind the counter is like, I watch you on YouTube.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy. And,
yeah. Customer uniform's fine.
Oh, yeah. That's, Travis is always in his uniform.
His gas attendant uniform.
Glasses.
Hey,
on
people
the hat.
Need gas, man.
I used to work at a gas station.
See?
Full serve.
Yeah, shut up, Andy.
Yeah. Pump your own around here, fella.
They don't even have that anymore.
Nah.
It's like ding, ding. And then you're sitting on the stoop, right? You're sitting on the corner. Mm-hmm. And then there's always an old lady like in a Cadillac. You pop the hood. You check the oil. She hands you the credit card. When you're filling it up, you have to take it inside and you get the,
yeah,
you
know, yeah,
the thing. You slide
the
it across.
Yeah, the paper,
she signs
slide.
It. Yeah, yeah. It was in Miami. That's right.
It's weird thinking about things like that are just, they're gone.
Gone.
Is there full serve anywhere? But somebody told me in New Jersey or somewhere.
Well, up north there is, right?
Yeah. You cannot pump your own gas.
Right.
Not allowed.
And I worked with this guy. His name was Russ, and he used to sit there with a knife, and he would like clean his toenails. It was so nasty.
That's horrifying.
He'd literally sit there.
Pour a little gas on those too, please, sir.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it. Well, it got bigger.
Yeah.
Retro definitely
got a lot from bigger. Year one versus where we are now. I mean, we did find a way to tweak the room to get more vendors in.
Yeah.
That slightly made the aisles lot.
Well, they set up in the hallways.
It slightly made the aisles a little bit tighter. Just a little bit.
Well, I think it's like anything where it never starts as a complete success. It has to grow.
Well, in the beginning, it was difficult to get talent.
Yeah.
Because there's a stigma with a first year show, no matter who you are. Somebody, you know, I reached out to a guest who I won't name, who was more than polite and said, look, I don't want you to be stuck with a burden of hitting my number because it's a first year show and I wouldn't want to do that to you. So, you know, get it going a little bit and then I'd love to do it. But
yeah.
And that might just been a nice way to say this could be a train wreck and it went nowhere.
Yeah.
And I got out of it
without damage.
And then I don't have to worry about coming again because there was no again. But
it's a fair point.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
And then a lot of it was the relationships that I formed doing the con circuit for so long. I was able to pull people through relationships with other people that made guests come, let's say even our first year, that I would have never gotten.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but that was, because like this is everything's a journey. This is, you know, if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it.
Right.
Rome wasn't built in a day. I got all these expressions I would always hear my dad say. Yeah. He'd always say, if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to run your own business. It's hard to risk all your capital and everything on a hope, and it could fail and fail for a long time, but you still don't give up. But I had enough show experience to know what I wanted. And the first year, the vendors did well, the guests did well. Show didn't really make any money. Show lost, you know, being honest. But it takes time.
Yeah.
But if you keep doing it right and you satisfy the attendees and the vendors, because if your vendors don't come back, then they got to make money. That's why they're there.
Right.
So it was just doing all the check boxes and doing the things that I felt were important. And then never be afraid to advertise. I always firmly believe in that, you know. And some people say, oh, nobody listens to the radio anymore. People still listen to the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Got to spend money to make money.
There's a lot of factories and plants here and BMW and Michelin and all that. And they got the radio fixed to a station.
Yeah. No, radio's still valid in that way.
Right. Yeah. And then, but you got to hit Facebook and you got to hit Instagram. And some people don't use Facebook, but there's a lot of people that still do.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, so yeah, you got to hit both. You got to hit everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there was a lot that we learned and found a way to retweak the room to get more bodies, or at least more vendors.
More vendors.
But yeah, but there's no more tweaking.
No.
Well, I remember the first year being very hard for multiple reasons, because it was scary putting a lot on the line, and a lot of vendors, even though they were your friends, they were testing it out like anything else.
Well, they were doing me a solid for the relationship I had with them.
Right.
But if it went south, they would kindly find a reason that they couldn't be at the next one.
I got to visit my dad in Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah.
But my vendors don't leave, and they want more space, and I can't give them more space.
Right.
And that's, you know, but, you know.
But we improved on so many things, because thinking about the first year, it was like, it was so hard packing.
Oh, right.
Unpacking, packing again, and then unpacking. I remember that following week, I was just beat, because we were doing everything kind of the hard way, and we didn't have it all figured out. And now it's like clockwork.
I'm so hands-on that I'm pinballing in 500 directions at that show. I don't stand in one spot, and then your phone will tell you how many steps you're doing, and it's like 10 miles, or it was like, it was nuts. Is I just don't stop. And it's like, oh, I'm in, you know, cause you're checking on everybody and everything and everywhere.
Yep.
And it might be helpful to delegate. And then we do have, that's a big difference from the earlier years. There's more help.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that
have their roles,
part of it.
Right.
And that's great, because we have a lot of great people helping us out. And they just had to find the show. You know, that's why another reason why the first year was a little tougher.
Yeah.
But I think it was strange in a way. The first time I noticed, I was like three people in a row telling us they're looking forward to the show. And now it's pretty commonplace. But I remember that first time, I was like, wow, that was three people in a row. People in a row came up and had the same thought.
I find it amazing when you're at another show and people come up to you and say, I can't wait for your show. I'm saving my money.
Yeah.
There's like, I cannot wait for your show. It's the show I look forward to all year. I mean, I get it. And it's
same thing in the store, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear it every day.
Yeah. All the time. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. So it's that, and that's the thing. It's that buildup, and it's that anticipation, and it's special. And it's you know, I've had people say, you need to do it again. Do it in the beginning of the year. Do it at the end of the year.
Nah.
I like the buildup. It's like Christmas.
Right.
You wait all year. Start saving your money. So you're going to find what you need. It'll be there. Somebody may get it before you, but it'll be there.
No, that's happened a few times. You know, I'm like, where's that? Sold.
Gone. I was going to come back, but it's not a museum.
Should have.
But
I when you saw it.
Well, yeah.
Right?
But it's like, I already know that, because we see it at the shop all the time. But I was like, I went to get this one thing and it was gone. And I was like, yeah, Somebody else in the room wanted it too. I should have known.
Yeah.
Cause that's,
I mean, like, honestly, like, you can't hesitate.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you see something that's, say, X amount of dollars and you want to walk around and see if someone else has the same thing cheaper, it just get it.
Yeah.
I've always said if the price is right, if it's fair.
Right.
Because I've done enough shows in my life and I was like, well, I'm going to walk, you know, this is what I'm looking for and there's one. But you know what? I might find it. But I mean, if you kind of are hunting something and you already know the price range it's in, and mm-hmm. if it's reasonably priced,
just get it.
Yeah. Be done with it, because then you're going to regret it. Because right. I've had that happen way too many times. So yep. I don't hesitate.
Yeah.
What are some good tips for somebody who's never been to Retro? Book a room.
Get there early. I mean,
talk to people.
VIP preview night, like,
talk to everybody.
Oh yeah,
you never know what you'll find out.
Right.
There's stuff where we've had conversations with people about different things we're interested in, and you learn something. And we see this kind of thing every. We deal with it all the time. I still learn.
Oh yeah.
Things and at Retro too, because like, you have no idea what somebody has, what they're bringing, what they know, what they can share.
You'll see things you've never seen before.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll make friends easily.
But you know, another thing I'd say is if you don't see something, ask.
Oh yeah. It could be under the table.
It could be under the table because something sells, they, you know, put something else
restock.
Out.
Yeah.
Or it's in the room.
Or they know someone that's there that may have that item.
Yeah. That's right.
I've done that because I'm pinballing all around the room and somebody came in, they were looking for Shogun and I was like, I'll show you. Because I'm helping the vendor. I want them to do well.
Right.
Like, I want you to make a lot of money so you come back. And I mean, I've had vendor, you know, yeah, I don't want to. I was going to say, I could throw out some crazy numbers that I know some of the vendors have made. It's just, you know, in a 10 by 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're bringing good stuff.
Everyone there, yes, they're making money, but they're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hands
it's
down.
Not, no one's like, well, it's good money. Like, no, people are enjoying themselves at every aspect, whether you're buying, you're selling, you're promoting. I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard people go up to Ryan, thank you for letting me just watch a door.
Yeah, right.
Which to me is like, I felt bad we couldn't give you something else, but it was fun because they talked to people coming in.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guests, they all have fun. They give people stuff.
Right.
They're just happy to be there. They're like, once you get in the room and it's like you said, a mood kind of spreads and then everyone's happy.
Yep.
And then you're eating in the restaurant and so-and-so would be there. You get in the elevator, maybe Skeletor's in the elevator with you. You
right.
know, depending on who the guests were year by year. And it's like somebody's running into everybody every which way and they're. And it's you know, it's not even a VIP experience. It's just I'm having breakfast and so is, what's his name right next to me?
Yeah,
it's like right. Larry Kenny Lino or it's just right there. It's, you know, Arthur Burkhardt is Destro and he's right over there. Yep. It's just it's not like they're scurried away into their car and they're off to their hotel and don't go past the ropes. They're mingling. Yeah, they're at the lobby swap. They'll be in the rooms.
I can't stress enough how much fun it is to meet the guests, even guests where it's like, I don't necessarily have an interest in what they do or what they're involved in, but I'll just go talk to them for a minute. And then you just have a normal conversation and then they tell you a story.
Yep.
Well, some of those stories I just love.
Like I think the atmosphere, because it's so different than I think what they're traditionally used to, that they feel more relaxed.
I mean, like they have that, you know, I guess the banter back and forth with the people, whereas some shows they may just be like signing, go, sign.
Yeah, they're moving you along.
Right.
Moving you along.
Like cattle, just, you know.
Yeah.
Here they take time to, you know, hey, Travis, nice to meet you. You know, da 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 da. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. You know, thank you for being a fan. Like they generally like care about talking to you.
Well, I think in some, like you were talking about other shows, and not to disparage any other shows, but if it's a large, large show, there's no time to take that.
Exactly.
Well, it's almost like I always like to think something becomes too corporate.
Right.
It's just too big. And it doesn't mean, you know, San Diego's humongous, New York's humongous, C2E2, they're humongous shows, and you'll make a lot of money as a vendor there. But like you said, that guest cannot spend that amount of time.
Right.
Yeah.
And they may not even look at you because you're dealing with a handler and they're passing the photo and they got, and then they just see this line for miles. They just got it. They got to process the line. And it's,
well, they're trying not to let people down, but at the same time, because of the demand that's there, it's, you kind of have to let them down somewhat because you can't have that personal interaction. You can't, and you know,
another key thing is we limit the amount of gas.
Yeah.
Because right. I've learned from a vendor standpoint, too many sucks all the money out of the room.
Yeah.
And then your vendors don't make money. And I've always come from a vendor mentality that what's best for the vendor. And it's because then, and then I don't take people out of the room for photo ops because, and it doesn't mean it doesn't work for other people. I don't like it personally.
Yeah.
Because if you take the guests out of the room, that means you take that person out of the room who's waiting for that guest or for that photo op. And now they're not in there looking at your vendors spending money.
Yeah.
So it's just all these little things that I just personally don't like is what I omitted from this show. And I think it works.
So, you know, throughout the weekend, you know, Ryan will delegate what everyone kind of does. So at one point it was like, hey, can you go hang out with Friends Watch Out for a while? Cool. I get to hang out with Shredder.
Go. And Quick Kick.
And Quick Kick. So, and the Tick, right?
Yeah.
It's the dad on the Tick.
Yeah. So, anyways, go hang out with him. Just start talking to him. He's very chill, very cool. Just, you know, man, how cool was it to be Shredder? You know, it's really, really, really awesome that you were Shredder. And I'm like, you ever, you know, kind of take something from the movie and take it home? And he's like, man, he's like, I didn't have the foresight back then to do that kind of thing. And he's like, wearing that armor. He's like, one, I wasn't sneaking out of there. And two, it was so damn heavy, I didn't want it. He was like, you know, I was like wearing a metal hamper on my head for, you know, laundry.
He was the nicest guy.
Yeah, he was, oh, he yeah. was very no,
he
cool.
He was great. Yeah. He was great.
But, I mean, every one of those people, I mean, you're sitting with them and, you know, in between you're talking and they're just normal. Like they're real people that want to talk to you that.
Yeah, mate.
It's just, it's cool. You know, you meet some of your childhood heroes or, you know, and it's like, oh, they are real people.
Yeah.
They helped contribute to,
you know, or, you know, when Skeletor, Alan Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
I was sitting next to him for a little while and, not really a fun story, but kind of a cool thing. Someone came up and he was like, you know, oh man, Skeletor, greatest villain ever, you know, da 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 da. And he's like, for Skeletor to be like a dead looking person, he was like, you were the liveliest character on that show. And it was, like I said, it's just something that stick, you know. Yeah. It's just, well, like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, he, Alan, the whole weekend was doing voicemails on people's phones and it was nuts.
Yeah. He was, I mean, everybody we've had has been so nice.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he signed my ride along battle cat, you know, the big hoppy thing.
Like yeah.
The
kids. Yeah. Yeah. Said it's only, I had one.
Says I've only, this is the second one I've ever signed.
Oh, that's cool.
But who's traveling with this giant thing? I could do it cause it's here and it's my show and I just put it in the truck, but
it's hollow, it's fragile.
Yeah.
I think one of the cool things that happened, like, so I have a table set up at the show and I sell art, and I knew that, you know, we were having the turtles, of course, and because Ryan tells me everything, so I don't keep track of everything. He's like, oh yeah, Michelangelo is the voice of the Tick. And I'm like, the Tick, I love the Tick. So I drew a Tick and then had it on my table because, like, well, it'll sell. But also my excuse was that I get to draw the tick. I haven't drawn the tick since I was a kid. So, and then at some point, I don't even know. It might have been you or Craig or some. I was busy. I don't know. Somebody brought Townsend over, and he said he'd been seeing these turtle prints that I'd done, and he wanted to come meet me. And he took time away from his table to come see me. And I didn't know what to say. I mean, I don't really get starstruck, but it was like, I'm not thinking about anything to say to him. So I'm just like, oh, it's great to meet you. And
dumbfounded, right?
Yeah. I'm like, you came to my table?
Yeah.
And then he bought the tick off my table and said he wanted me to sign it. And then he took pictures with me.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's cool, right?
Yeah, it was like, I didn't, but he was having a lot of fun, and it made me feel really, really good.
Yeah, they were all so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Party dudes.
But I'm trying to think. So I'm trying to think of anything crazy.
All right, so the pizza was so good that year, and I got maybe 3 bites because we were busy. There was a guy buying a bunch of stuff, so I barely made it in time before the pizza was like getting, thrown away or whatever.
So is this Friday pizza party?
Yeah, Friday. So I get the pizza. I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten anything like all day, so I take like 3 bites, and then I'm talking to Matt and a few other people, and I don't remember what we were talking about, but it was some information that I'm sharing that no one else knew. And so I spit it all out to tell the story, and I had the pizza behind me, and I reach behind me to grab the pizza, and the plate's gone. And I turn around and look, and I look everywhere, and all I see is the staff guy carrying a bag of trash. I'm like, he took my pizza. So then Andy had some frozen pizza.
No, it was homemade.
Well, it was homemade, but it was in the freezer, right? Yeah.
No, it was in the refrigerator in the room.
Well, okay, it was cold.
Frozen.
I was going to say, who has a freezer?
Right?
I don't know. No, there was a tiny freezer. Tiny freezer. But anyway, okay, in the fridge. So I ate cold pizza, and it was really good.
Thanks,
but
Mom.
Not as good as those 3 bites of that warm pizza.
And then you lost my cup, too.
I bought you another one.
I just know... I hear all the stuff that I missed because I'm running around doing stuff. Oh, yeah. It's like, you should have seen what some guy just dumped like his whole closet on the floor in the lobby.
Yeah.
And it was just nuts.
Yeah.
It was like Arco, Castle, Otherworld. Like it was just, and I'm like in the VIP meet and greet and I'm like trying to pull me out. And I was like,
well, to be fair.
And I run out and I'm seeing all this stuff and then I see all these people already around it. And I was like, it's just not where
it's over.
It's, let them have it.
Well, it started early, right?
It always starts early.
Well, as soon as one brings a bin, it's on.
Well, they got to get their getting their spots for the flora.
Right, right.
Well, it's organically growing because Lobby Swap was technically just Saturday.
Yeah, but...
but then it happened on Friday anyway.
Yeah.
That's which is fine.
That's the impromptu one, but it's not the official one.
Right. Well, it just happened.
But then there's parking lot swaps.
Yep.
Oh,
guy's walking in with a Defiant. Somebody gets it on the way in.
Yeah.
Didn't even make it to the lobby. That's the way it goes. So there's people camping out outside. Yeah, you don't know. You don't even know what you missed, right. And you still are getting good stuff.
Oh, I'm sure there's things that we don't know.
I was going to say how much stuff have we missed.
Yeah.
I had a guy with a case of jumbo turtles that was supposed to sell it to me, and he's walking to bring it to me, and he got so overwhelmed by everybody hounding him.
Oh, okay.
And I see another guy walking with it, and I go, "What?" And I run to the guy, and I was like, "Where's my what did you just do?" And he's like, "I just couldn't handle it. Like he just couldn't." And I was like, what?
"No
was
turtles like, for Ryan."
And I was like, "Oh, you're killing me." I give him a hard time about it every time. But he's like, don't worry, there's another set. That's in a sealed case, though.
That's the one you want.
That's it.
Graded and cased.
Uncirculated.
I mean, let's talk about the G2 room.
Yeah,
the craziest.
That was bonkers.
The craziest room. And I didn't even see all of the rooms because then it's like, I got to get up early because I'm running a show.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't just, but I was, there was one room. The guy tried to get a vending spot. He couldn't. I encouraged him to get a room, do the lobby swap, do the room trade. And I swear, and I'm not exaggerating, there was like 1,000 G1 and G2 Transformers sealed.
I mean, yeah. And how much of that stuff, like, have we never seen?
Oh, yeah.
Sealed, let alone.
We don't get G2 much loose. At all.
Right.
Right.
But now his G1s were priced. There was no meat on the bone for us to make any money.
Yeah.
But his G2s were reasonable.
Right. Right.
And so if you bought a bundle.
Right.
But the crazy thing was, say it was just the jets or it was the cars. There was like 6 of them laid out and it looked like that was a set. So then you'd say, well, I want to buy this whole set. You got 300 on it. Would you do 250 or whatever it was? He's right. Like, well, how many sets do you want?
Yeah. Because he had more multiple, under the table.
Yeah. It was bonkers.
So it's like, well, I'll take 3 sets.
What? Stuff I never saw in the box.
Yeah. I mean, blue Grimlock, teal Grimlock.
And then it was kids' costumes, watches.
Yeah.
It was the tchotchke stuff.
Yeah.
Like Action Master boxed sets that I didn't know existed outside of the guide. Yeah. I never saw the box art. And there it is. It's crisp. It's perfect.
Or like what? Some of the Beast Wars.
Oh, yeah. The Beast Wars.
That were different metallic colors that you...
Wasn't some of them European or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like colors like we've never...
Who ended up buying me that watch?
I think it was Austin.
Was it Austin?
I think so, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
This guy had a Ultra Magnus watch?
Yeah.
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 And it was in the blister?
Yep.
It's a big, long package and the watch is in it?
Yeah, heat sealed on the edges.
And he had like $1,000 on it because there was none. Just... threw up a high crazy number
because you couldn't find one.
There was no comps, there was no nothing. And then we go to the next room, we leave him in that room, and we're in the next room, and then here. But he didn't pay that.
Right. Yeah. He
because Brett got in the room.
Oh man.
And was tearing
that was great.
Like not beating him up, but he was like, well, you're fine on that, but that you're too high. And then he's he ended up getting it for $300.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was cool, though.
But, I mean, that room was amazing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, tons. I mean, there was Jabba sail barges and the mail-away Hasbro Slaughter, but it was the LJN one. Yeah. It looks like LJN, but it's the Hasbro one. I mean, there was crazy stuff.
I wanted that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, guys and gals, thank you for watching. Comment, subscribe, go to Retro. Get your tickets November 17th through the 19th. Book a room. You'll have fun.